that was Iron Tom with Mind My Halo, which you can find on their website, irontomband.com. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we will be speaking with Clank on everything that is Clank, which is a lot. Very extensive. We're going to also cover their latest album, Urban Warfare. But before we get into that, why don't we dive into some L.A. Font. Get that? Not Elephant, but L.A. Font. With their song On Short. For more information, you can contact them on their website, lafontband.com.
This is Clank
and Eric.
I'm Clank, and coming up, we're going to be talking to Turtles, but right now, you're going to check out our song, Bigger Man. We'll be right back.
And that was Bigger Man by Clank, which you can find on their website, clanknation.com. Guys, what's up?
Nothing much, man. How's it going?
It's going good. You know, I'm kind of loving this weather that we're having here in LA. It's a little gloomy, but yet it's cold, but it still has that sunny LA vibe, if that, you know, can make sense.
Oh, so you're in LA right now?
Yeah, I'm in LA.
For some reason, I thought you were in New York.
You know what? A lot of people do, and that's because of the amount of bands that I talk with. A lot of them are from New York. So whenever I send out emails and stuff like that, it's always East Coast time. Just because it covers the spectrum, you know? But let's talk about your latest album, Urban Warfare. Got to listen to it. And here's the thing, I was listening to it, and I really wanted to play video games. So I went and I put on Star Wars Battlefront, and I just went killing, you know, a bunch of Ewoks. It was great.
That's awesome. Yeah, the electronics in it makes you want to, like, you know, go blow stuff up and play games.
Yeah, it really does. Have you guys tried to get on some sort of, like, you know, sporting, you know, kind of
actually catalog? We're trying to figure out how to go about doing that now. I mean, if you have any clue how, I mean, feel free to tell us off the air how we can do it. We definitely need an in. We know a lot of people that make a lot of money for doing it, but they're just stingy assholes. They won't tell us on how to do it. So
maybe they're listening right now and saying, damn it, we can't let these guys in, because they know once you guys are in, you guys are going to be making a buku load of money. Cause I love that sound, you know, it really makes you want to just stay on the, you know, game platform for hours.
That's awesome. We're gamer friendly. We are.
Oh yeah.
You know what you should do? You guys should go to, like, gaming conventions and just, like, try to play there, you know, because that's where you're going to find the people.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know much about gaming conventions. Do they have bands?
I don't know. I don't know anything about them either, but I was just like, hey, because there's conventions for everything nowadays, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's like really crazy. So it's like there has to be. I'm sure you can find one.
We'll find somebody to put one on.
Right? Who knows, you know? I mean, yeah, why don't you guys just put on a gaming convention yourselves, and then you'll make all the money from the gaming, and then you'll just, you know, play.
Yeah, there's actually quite a lot of money in licensing. Like, when you license your stuff out for, like, games and movies, depending on how much they use how it's synchronization rights, or whatever they call it. You know, like, especially if it's in, like, a show and it airs in reruns. You know, there's a lot of money to be made. There are people that make quite a lot of money doing that, and we definitely, I wouldn't mind quitting my job and just doing it, you know. We've worked in towards that for years, so it would be nice to open that door.
Right. What is your job?
Actually, I'm a delivery driver for one of San Jose-based biggest car dealership firms. So I go around the bay dropping off parts to all the body shops and repair shops in the area.
Right, so you're spending a lot of your time in the car.
Yeah, I drive a windowless rape van. You know, the cargo van that's got no windows.
Yeah.
It just looks real sweet. That's what we got.
That's great. That's totally you. Even though I don't know you, I just feel that that's you, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah, actually, no, it's pretty cool.
Man, are you all right? Are you? Do you have a pneumonia or something?
I'm sorry.
Are you okay? That cough was rather peculiar. Are you okay?
It's been a long freaking day, man. It was a long weekend. We played. I had a really late, really big lunch, and I'm still, like, achy and painy after a long day at work. So I'm just like, now that I'm propped up on the couch, dude, if I could be in this spot for the next 8 hours, and I'd be fine. Okay.
Can Eric, your drummer, get you a beer or something? Eric, go get Mr. Clank a beer immediately.
No, we're out. But you know what? If we can get out some video games, then maybe we can afford some beer.
Exactly, kid.
Get this man some water or something. Make his day comfortable, please. Wash his clothes.
Oh, there goes the dog going crazy. See, it's always a party up in our house.
It is.
I'm trying to get that dog quiet over there. Sorry about that.
No, man. I love it. It's real. This is really happening, people. Talking with Clank. You can find him on their website, clanknation.com. It really sounds like you're living the dream here, you know?
Yeah, dude, I mean, yeah, but most people don't even realize that we're not a new band. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, well, dude, when did you guys form? I've never heard of you before. I'm like, dude, our first album came out in 1997. We've been around, you know, and the concept started in 93, you know? So, I mean, we've been around the block. We just need to get paid to go around the block more.
Yeah, man, I totally feel you on that. And, you know, hopefully somebody listens to this and says, you know, hey, let's pay for that. And boom, which, by the way, you should pay for your latest album, Urban Warfare. And let's hear another cut from that album. Let us hear Disdain, and we're going to have more with my guest, Clank, right here on the playlist.
this is Clank
and Eric.
And if you like the music you're listening to, go to music.clanknation.com and buy our shit and support us.
That was Built to Survive by Clank, which you can find on their website, clanknation.com. And most importantly, log on to music.clank.com for, you know, if you like what you're listening to, buy it. Most importantly, this is what I thought was really cool with the Urban Warfare. You guys launched this great campaign, which was you had a contest to see which fans would send in art for each song. How did that go?
Actually, it went pretty good. We actually, we picked the winners. We didn't announce it yet because we're actually getting ready to put finishing touches on Urban Warfare, the extended edition, which is basically a disc which has all of Urban Warfare and then all of the
same songs instrumental. That way we can license them for movies and whatnot. And then a lot of people also want to have them, like, you know, without the words sung over. They just like the music. It's kind of like what kids are into today. So we're gonna release that as a download, and with that's gonna be like a downloadable like PDF booklet, in which we're gonna have all the winners. There's some cool stuff out there though. I mean, like, definitely what we can tell you right now, that I don't know if you've seen the Skull Fist, we call it. It says Urban Warfare, and it's on like a camouflage background, and it's this guy Sven from Croatia did this really kick-ass, like, tagging, like, skull. It's like a fist with these skulls on the knuckles. It's just really, really brilliant, really cool. We're definitely going to include that in there. I love that picture.
Did you want to just include all the entries in it, or was it just tough to just, like, whittle it down to 12?
Well, we were debating on just doing all of them, and then we figured we would just pick, like, I think, like, the, what do we do, like, maybe the top five or something like that. I think it was, like, five or something like that. It's been a while since we went over that part. We were actually up to the, laying out the songs, the instrumental versions. So once we're done with that, we'll put everything together. And, you know, a couple of months down the road, we'll make it available as a... That'll be also on, like, iTunes and CD Baby and... Spotify. You can find us on all those now.
Cool, man. Very cool. Lastly, I heard that you used to also work for Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus as the transport manager and show welder and steel fabricator.
Yep. That's I did that for a while for the circus. Yeah,
that's cool. Do you still keep up with that talent? Because I mean, you must know how to do some amazing work.
I actually learned how. I mean, I was like a mechanic when I was there at first. I was first hired on as a transportation department, like just one of the crew members. And then 2 years later, when my boss left, I got bumped up. But he had taught me how to weld and do a lot of cool things. Sadly, I don't own a welder. Right now, if I did, I'd be making us all kinds of cool stage props. There's a lot of ideas and stuff we have, and it's definitely a cool ability down the road when we actually, when we have a welder and a setup. Actually, right now, the only place we could weld really is the garage, but the garage has been totally redone over into our studio, so it's really pimped out right now. It's pretty badass in there. We like it. We like it a lot.
Well, there it is, people. Go buy Urban Warfare because we need to get this man some welding kits. So he needs the cash so he can get some weld, right?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. You know, if you go to, like, facebook.com/clank, Twitter at Clank Nation, you know, youtube.com/TheRealClank, ReverbNation.com, Clank, you know, just search Clank with a K and you'll find us. We're everywhere.
Cool, man. And thanks so much for getting in contact with me. As a matter of fact, that's how I met you guys, was that you guys came to me and you were like, hey, you guys should listen to me. And I was like, okay. And I did. And I liked you guys and I had you on. So it's that easy, people. If you're good enough, I will contact you. So contact me, turtle@entertheshell.com. If you're in a band or you know a really great band and you like them featured on the show. Guys, once again, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us on, brother. You take care.
Hell
yeah. Thank you. Have a great one.
We leave you now with Urban Warfare.
Late.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.